And for as much as we may keep on trying, at last the solution may be that we keep on trying. And only by fully giving up our social armors, we can ultimately embrace our natural destiny. And the more both parties can negotiate, the more one can find advantages beyond what has been previously fought. And unless we are able to fully defy it, the more it screws itself in, the more governance squeeze our last drop of life out. And it is not the parable of the sun abandoning nature, but it is the tragedy of a society enrolling us to leave it from the start. As the scientific human can only predict what is homogeneous, any mountain will be leveled. While abstaining themselves from the social games, the real Olympionics are those keeping up the natural burden. And while the biggest trauma is to find how conservative human nature can get, the biggest revelation is that we can continue unarmed with our fantasy dwelling. And only by scratching beauty we can find that its purpose has always been the most brutal. And in the end, it's never about where we are, but in what level we can manifest ourselves. And if their strength is to attack frontally, our strength is to wait to attack in their backs. And at last, the juice of life is to be found in anything intermediate between any of our goals. And it is right when humans start to deviate from the natural intimacy that things starts to go wrong. And the only way for governance to fully control its people is by tackling the way they control the environment, therefore by fully killing them. And while every society naturally gets its regenerative spirits, the more they are excluded, the more a vacuum of death is left. And for the sake of social inclusion, even the silent eagle is forced to join the chicken quarreling. And where all our attention is, possibilities narrow, growing instead in the forgotten periphery. And a sophisticated mind, all set to pursue one goal, if hindered, it will be most destructive towards any of the possible causes. And there are all the social complications that might frustrate us, and yet we can see them as given time to meditate further to our ultimate realization. And being submerged in nature is most dull, but developing a culture within it to elevate us is what we ought to aim for. And we shall seek for an individual culture as collective cultures make us go back to some kind of homogeneous wilderness. And the function of culture is to exalt the missing element of a pre-existing environment. And while social crises always break people apart, it is always the artistic individual initiative to bring them back together. And even the high flight of the ugliest of crows is most beautiful. And the best art of humans is to be able to find meanings out of the monotony they themselves created. and care is only feasible within a limited environment we can humanly overlook without too much of external aids. And civilization brought to a country that cannot afford it turns poverty into misery. And even only by seriously playing the poor, we can start appreciating the poor ones. And our bondage with nature will never end, as it will always give us something to take care of. And with a new life, there is always a new hope, as long as conformism stays out of it. As there is a rhythm in poetry, there should be rhythm in the way we apply ourselves to a poetic life. And political control always begins by leashing any nomadic spirit. And even if we choose a site where to disappear, it will look like we want to appear and will anyway be accused. And any emotion that does not allow any reflection ought to be settled before undertaking any action. And when the outer ugliness unmasks itself, it is almost impossible to go back to our contemplation of the inner beauty. And at last, what truly contaminates our common sense is the sense of commodity. And the more we open to our rich neighbors, the more they will close onto us and bring inside loads of poverty. And only moving across frameworks we can gather the energy to regenerate them. And the fight for a sublime beauty always comes with the fight of the terrible evil corrupting it. And balance we can keep only by ourselves, without people with their opinion pulling on the rope we're walking on. And if we decide to close up, we anyway will experience the ecology we try to escape within us. And literally any human author will be able to ride an energy that has been already created. And there is no other solutions but to keep those who are in a top-down pressure under a bottom-up pressure. And the equation always seems that the more we are socially functioning, the more we will naturally malfunction. And a community to be autonomous ought to reject as much as possible any political and or religious institution to set in. And in the end, good and evil will have to live along in order for good and evil to keep on existing. And at last, only a philosophy of change may have the chance to remaining. And it is no longer our blood to turn the meal, but the meal turning our blood into its pace. And populism forces us to speak local when what we have to embrace is a universal language. And the most successful politician is whom can disentangle himself from problems without disentangling them. And while it is great to have more time, we shall dedicate it to exalt our own nature rather than limiting that of others. And the more the house is polished from the outside, the emptier are its inhabitants within. And the most noble of things is to understand what we really like and create a way for others to experience it. And rhetorics are added on top of other rhetorics until the crust will fall off by itself. And we ought to be able to tolerate everyone's ideas as long as they don't start hindering our own freedom. And if before we were coals to be burnt in the social machine, today we are still coals yet covered with a thin layer of gold. It is not that spiritual practices makes us less vicious, they just give us less time to be vicious. And to begin with, we have no desire to change people, but given their show of obstinacy, we come to do it. And it is all the legal work to make our private work public that will drain at last our talent. And there is only one form of ideological fanatism, as the other one is simply opposing it and can become fanatism only once the former is defeated.